talking about a home. From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Been a type they would ever want to stay. Bring them home at night and they're gone the next day. But that all changed when she walked into my life. And people ask them why it is, tell them I don't know. That just something about the woman makes my heart go haywire. She's gonna be my wife. She got one of them idiots, it blows me away. Everything I want to say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. She got one of them idiots, I don't know what to do. Cause every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you. You got whatever it is. That's how I feel. Cause when she loves me, I'm on top of the world. Cause when she loves me, no, I can live forever. And when she loves me, I
am. Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. That was Zach Brown Band with Got Whatever It Is, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home. And special thanks to today's show producer, Rachel Lollar. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every January, and also the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every August. And we also organize the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and that's going to be coming up on Saturday, April 25th from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. And I'll be talking, giving you some details about that in just a moment. I wanted to take a moment, and we have a lot of new listeners to Talking About a Home, and you may not be completely aware of why we air a home theme song every week. And every week it's a different song. You'd be surprised how many different songs mention things about the home, have rooms or different spaces or elements of a home that are mentioned in different all sorts of different songs. And we're always trying to listen for new songs and play just a snippet of those songs for you at the beginning of the show. But some of our new listeners are aware of that. And we're going to do something a little bit different. If you can identify any parts of the home that are mentioned in each week's home theme song, go to the Charleston Home and Design Magazine Facebook page, and the first person to mention one or two elements from that song that we mention, and that's part of the home theme song, we're going to give you a nice Tervis tumbler from the Tervis shop on Church Street downtown. Well, today's radio show is coming to you from Granite by Design, and they're located just off of Clements Ferry Road on Daniel Island. We'll be talking to Jaime Justo with Granite by Design. Also, custom builder Clint Galloway with Galloway Family Homes. interior designers Emily Cox and Michelle Suddeth with Onyx Designs. Gabrielle Yarborough with East Cooper Habitat for Humanity, which is the nonprofit that will be receiving a very generous donation as part of the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. And finally, Brian Fletcher with Jill Co. Kitchen and Bath. Well, I did mention the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. Definitely make a note to yourself. Tickets aren't on sale quite yet, but the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour is happening on Saturday, April 25th from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. And tickets are not on sale yet. They're going to be going on sale shortly, but we've lined up 7 custom-built homes on Daniel Island that will be open to the public just for that 6-hour period. We've got 2 houses from Novella Homes. One is at 426 Fishtail Road and the other at 165 Nobles Point Street. We've also got a custom-built home. This one is 4,400 square feet from Carson Homes. And that's located at 213 Black Powder Lane on Daniel Island. We've got 2 homes from Shelter Custom Built Living. One is at 119 Nobles Point on Daniel Island. And the other one is 173 Captain's Island Drive, both built by Shelter Custom Built Living. Another house was built by Curtis Daniel Homes, and that's at 153 Captain's Island Drive. That's that exclusive island on Daniel Island, an island within an island. Our 7th home, it was built by Brightwater Homes at 566 Waiting Place. So we've got a lot of 7 great homes that will be available to walk through on Saturday, April 25th. Stay tuned. We'll give you more details on tickets coming up soon, and enjoy your day. Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from Granite by Design, and they are located in the Daniel Island area just off of Clements Ferry Road at 108 Thomas Carey Court, just off of Deanna Lane, which is right off of Clements Ferry Road in the Daniel Island area. Now we're talking with Jaime Husto with Granite by Design. How are you, Jaime?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. Jaime, take a moment and tell everybody about Granite by Design.
Granite by Design is being serving the Low Country around 14 years.
Uh-huh.
We are in this location about a year and a half. We have 12 employees. We got 2 girls in the office, 1 outside salesperson. Now we have 5 fabricators and 2 install crews. All those guys are our employees. It's no subs. We offer any solid surface for kitchens, bathrooms, fireplaces, outdoor kitchens, top surrounds. Our focus is mainly on custom homes and remodeling.
Gotcha. Okay. And I'll bet Granite by Design is pretty busy these days because the construction and remodeling market here in Charleston is very, very busy right now.
Yes, we are, like I said, we start almost a year and a half, and, you know, like any company, we start slow, and now we are getting busy enough to keep, serving the Low Country. We are...
All right, good deal. And, Jaime... Talk about one of what folks might recognize Granite by Design if you attended the Charleston Home and Design Show this past January, or maybe the Charleston Fall Home Show. You had an amazing display showing one of Granite by Design's signature waterfall displays. And talk about what a waterfall countertop is. What it looks like and how people can get those for themselves.
Okay, so a waterfall is a most using in islands on the in the kitchens. Uh-huh. Some people like to use in the master bedrooms too. The stone go all the way to the floor, and we do a 45 cut degree. That is a very slow process, you know, to achieve perfection, to be a seamless product. So when we put it together, you don't see any seams. It's a different of a lamination. We make the stone looks like it's 2.5 inches thick, but with no seams whatsoever. So the seam is on the basic on the 90 degree angle. So it's very hard to see it, you know, if you do, a good job. You have to be, again, it's very slow process, and we have to use special glue, a different epoxy that we use in regular installations.
Gotcha. And so how thick is a just a normal traditional granite countertop?
It's 2.5 inches. Two inch and a half. So it's like putting two pieces together, which is 1.25 inches each piece.
So most people buy countertops that are 1.25 inches thick.
That's correct.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so what's very, very popular today is that real chunky look. Looks as if you've instead of 1.25 inches thick countertop, it's 2.5 inches thick.
2.5 inches.
Granite by Design kind of does a little bit of a trick. You're not buying a 2.5 inch thick piece of stone. You're laminating together 2 1.25 inch thick slabs. Is that correct?
Yeah. Well, miter is two different ways to do that. One is lamination that we don't, to be honest, we don't recommend that because you're going to see a line between the two pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And what we recommend is to do a miter edge. And the miter edge is the 45 cut mm-hmm. degree. And we put it together and just polish the top. But it's very, we have to match veining if it's, if the stone is a, you know, a veining product. If it's a solid surface, like a solid color, we just, you know, put it together and polish it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So out here in the Granite by Design showroom, you've got one of those waterfall edges, and you're using is that a quartz material? It looks like marble, right? It's
yes.
The white with the gray veining.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a quartz material you have in your showroom?
What we have in the showroom is a coarse. It's called Mont Blanc stone,
uh-huh.
and it's coarse. So people are going that route these days because coarse, you don't have to seal it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a low maintenance. You only have to, you know, clean it with, you know, any cleaning product.
Okay, good deal. And then as you know, as you walk into the Granite by Design showroom, you see. Not just the countertop, but then the waterfall edge that goes all the way down to the ground. And it's amazing. That takes not every granite or stone fabricator is capable of doing those mitered edges that Jaime is talking about, and the waterfall design. And it looks amazing, and the tricky part is lining up the veining in the stone in the quartz to match. So as it goes up from the floor to the countertop, the veining all matches when you reach the top of the countertop. How do you manage to do that?
So what we do is first we do a laser templates,
mm-hmm.
and these templates we print them in plastic, and then we go with the plastic and just put on the stone. And the key to match those veins perfect is that we need to find a mirror image
mm-hmm.
slabs.
Oh, okay.
That's the tricky part. And when we do that, believe it or not, it's kind of easy to match it together. And
oh.
We know we have to try a few times or three times sometimes to make sure that we just cut once.
Mm-hmm.
That way the veins going to match perfect.
Good deal. And I have to throw in a quick plug for Granite by Design. You folks installed countertops in two small kitchens that I have as a rental. And you know, sometimes you can spend a lot of money on your stone countertops, and you can also be very budget conscious. And I was very budget conscious because these are rentals, and Granite by Design worked within the budget I had. The material that you use for your countertops, it's there's all sorts of different materials and all sorts of different prices that go with each type of countertop, right?
Yes. So I remember the kitchen that you're talking about. You know, we try to help customers to achieve their budget.
Mm-hmm.
We got in stock 4 colors here in Grande by Design, and also we have a lot of remnants,
mm-hmm.
which is we like I said, we focus in custom homes, so we have very nice materials left from other houses that we can, you know, it can fit most any budget.
And what made this particular these two kitchens particularly challenging is the house was built in 1885. The walls were out of plumb. Nothing was square, and you know, just a lot of normal things that go along with an older house. But Granite by Design is installing brand new countertops, and you managed to find a way to make it all fit. You used a little bit of molding where there's, you know, where there was some bows in the walls to so that there wasn't any gaps or anything like that, and came up with some great solutions. So my cap is off to Granite by Design. Well, Jaime, we're almost out of time, but I wanted to ask you, how can folks get more information about Granite by Design and tell everyone where your showroom is located?
So our showroom is 108 Thomas Carey Court of Charleston off Clement Ferry Road. Our phone number is 843-416-8509, and also you can visit our website. It's granitebydesigncharleston.com.
granitebydesigncharleston.com. All right, well, very good. Well, we have been talking to Jaime Justo with Granite by Design, and special thanks to Granite by Design for hosting today's radio show. Thanks so much, Jaime.
You're welcome.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Granite by Design. They're located at 108 Thomas Carey Court, and that's just off of Deanna Lane, which is just off of Clements Ferry Road in the Daniel Island area. And now we're talking with custom builder and remodeling contractor Clint Galloway with Galloway Homes. How are you, Clint?
Doing well. How about you?
Good, good. Clint, take a moment. Tell everybody about Galloway Homes.
So Galloway Family Homes is we're originally based out of Columbia, South Carolina. Family business. My brother and I are in it. And we grew up in construction. My father had an insulation company for 30-some-odd years and ended up selling it in 2004. So built our first home in 2002 and have built over 700 homes since then.
Mm.
I know it's a lot, but we put a lot into it. We do everything kind of, with a family atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And we try and make everything work as well as possible. For us, it's all about communication and what the expectations are of the customers and the homeowners.
That's so important.
We try and do our best just to work with them and eliminate the future possible problems that may arise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, communication's so key. I mean, a subcontractor is supposed to show up at a certain time. If they don't and the homeowner's not contacted, that's a big deal. All you have to do is pick up the phone and tell the homeowner that the sub has been delayed, and you know, the homeowner appreciates that.
Yeah, without a doubt. That's why we try. You know, we have a lot of communication with homeowners, but specifically on Thursdays and Fridays, we give an update. Even if the homeowner has been to the house or we've already talked to them that week, we'll still do an update just to let them know, hey, this is what's going on this week, and these are their expectations of what's going to happen next week.
Gotcha. So, Clinton, and we might have a few listeners that recognize that name, Galloway. Galloway is also you folks aren't connected with Galloway Homes, the volume builder, and because they have a reputation here in the Charleston area, right?
Correct. We get that a lot, and in no way are we connected to them. We've gotten that for about the last 10 years or so, and we are in no way connection to them. But like I said, my father had an insulation company in Columbia, and that's where his came from. So because of that, we've done a lot of studies in trying to figure that out, and we really, have a good product. We don't want to get tied into some other company that may not. So we've initiated a name change to Premier Custom Home, Premier Custom Construction. Mm-hmm. So with a lot of thought and who we are and what type of services we provide, that name kind of suits us the best.
There you go. And your last name is Galloway. So of course you that makes sense to start your business with Galloway in your business name. But that's good. That's good that you cleared that up. In addition to building custom homes, you also have a separate division that can help people with remodeling. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Talk about that a little bit.
So we've got, we've been doing that for a couple of years now. It's called Charleston Built. And, we've got, my brother and an outside friend of ours who's been in the construction industry for about 10 years now, Micah Elliott. So we partnered up. We've been talking about it for a while, partnered up, found the time to do it, and have a lot going on. A lot of downtown stuff, a lot of Mount Pleasant stuff, even some stuff near Leeds Avenue. So we've got on that side, we've got about 5 employees, and we also have an in-house person to help with the details as far as the plans, providing plans and cabinet layouts and selections and all that, because like I said earlier, it's all about communication. Mm-hmm. It's all about getting as much information as we can from the customer, getting it on paper, making sure everybody's aware of what the expectations are, and that way it's a little bit more of a comfortable process from start to finish.
Well, and having a dedicated employee at Galloway Family Homes that is there to hold the hand of your clients and to help them with the selections, that's really it kills two birds, because number one, your client's going to have a much better experience than, say, the builder. You always hear about these stories about the builder calling up and say, you need to have your tile picked out by tomorrow or something like that,
And believe me, when I first started, you're exactly right. I mean, you're a little green 20 years, some odd years ago when we started. You think you know everything, but you don't. You really never know everything. But all you can do is kind of look at your past experience and say, you know what, let's be as organized as we possibly can to make it more efficient for the customer and for our company. Because we have superintendents on site, if they don't get the correct information in time, we're holding them up. In turn, we're going to hold our subcontractors up. So kind of everybody loses. Why we beat it to the punch and just have time set and organized as possible. We've got folders for each subcontractor that has a scope of work. It's got the selections, and we update those weekly because, every now and then customers will come in and they want to change a paint color or change a countertop or, something like that. So we have to continuously update it to make sure we have the correct information so we put the right product in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Helps the project keep rolling. You don't have any work stoppages because things are so busy in Charleston, you're scheduling out your subcontractors probably a few weeks in advance. And if you're not ready for them to show up, then that creates a slowdown in the project.
It does, and also, it frustrates them too. So we're all a team,
right?
From the customer to us to the subcontractors. If we don't all work together efficiently, somebody gets aggravated. They might wait another couple of days to come to your house. And luckily enough, we've got our organization in place and have enough going on to where we have some pull and things are working right to where it really doesn't happen very often with us, but mm-hmm. you know, it can always be better, which is what we always strive to do.
So the remodeling side of your business, Charleston Built is what you call it. Are there only certain places? You mentioned downtown and the Old Village of Mount Pleasant that you're doing a lot of work there. Will you go where the work is in the Tri-County area? Or?
We will, as long as we can service it.
Okay.
And we made that mistake years ago, even on the new home size. It's, you know, you want to say, yes, I can build this. But at the end of the day, do you have the personnel to get to that job and actually do it efficiently and well enough, you know, to where you're not a disservice for the customer,
right?
You know, or ourselves. So, so yes, we will. It just depends on kind of where we are situation-wise, how many jobs we have going on and where.
Mm-hmm. And how about on the new construction side with Galloway Family Homes? What parts of town will people find the new homes that you folks have built?
So we have a few finishing up in Rustland Plantation on Johns Island. And from there, we have brought back everything back over to Daniel Island, Mount Pleasant area.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, we've done some in Seabrook, and it's great. We you know, we built a nice house for somebody out there, but it's a hike to get out there, so you have to make sure, again, that you can service them.
Mm-hmm.
So since then, we decided to stay in the Mount Pleasant, heavy on Daniel Island as well, and then some of the, you know, Isle of Palms and Sullivan's Island area.
East Cooper area.
East
then.
Cooper area.
Right. Well, that makes sense. Well, how can folks get more information about Galloway Family Homes and also Charleston Built, the remodeling division?
So we can do, we have, both of them have websites, so mm-hmm. we can go to the websites. It's www.gallowayfamilyhomes.com, also gallowaysignaturehomes.com, and then obviously Charleston Built. So mm-hmm. we're three of those. We have three sites up currently. I believe we just got the Premier Custom Construction set up as well. I think mm-hmm. it's tagged into the Galloway website. We'll be working on it a little bit more extensive. And currently right now, we do have some houses, like I said, going up for sale on Daniel Island and a few in Rushland, you know, outside of the build jobs that we currently have.
Good deal. All right. Well, we have been talking with custom builder and remodeling contractor Clint Galloway with Galloway Family Homes and also the remodeling division Charleston Built. Thanks so much, Clint.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Granite by Design, and they are located at 108 Thomas Carey Court, which is just off of Clements Ferry Road in the Daniel Island area. And now we're talking with interior designers Emily Cox and Michelle Suddeth with Onyx Designs. How are you ladies doing?
Doing good. Nice to see you again.
You too. You too. Take a moment and tell everybody about Onyx Designs.
Well, we're a high-end luxury renovation. No, strike that. High-end residential design firm here in Charleston, focused on resort and vacation homes along the coast.
Very good. Very good. And you folks have you get your countertops for the different projects that you're involved with here at Granite by Design. Is that right?
Absolutely. We like to work with people that are professional in the fabrication process and can help guide us through what we can do to make the most out of the stone that we choose for our clients. And we've really enjoyed working with them.
Mm-hmm. You know, when it comes to choosing a fabricator, I'm sure all the fabricators in Charleston would like to do business with Onyx Designs and have you folks send business from your clients to them. Why do you choose Granite by Design?
Well, we love the final result that Granite by Design can achieve. They're really capable of doing the more elaborate edging that we like to utilize on our projects. but also the process of getting to the final result is really a pleasure with them. So the process of communication, the fact that they're willing to go to the slab yard and inspect the slabs with you before they're delivered, and then work with you over multiple meetings to lay out your template so that you really maximize the beauty of your final result. That's what keeps us coming back.
Mm-hmm. And the slab, you mentioned that's the big giant piece of stone, right? I always think of it like it's an oversized sheet of plywood, that size. You know, a sheet of plywood's 4x8. I think this is like 6x12 or something.
They can come, depending on the species of the stone, they can come in various sizes depending on where they're pulled out of the quarry. We've seen a lot of great technologies happen with quartz these days. That's a man-made product with some natural materials mixed in, but that's allowed the size of these slab pieces to get even larger. We're seeing a big trend in oversized islands, mm-hmm. and a lot of waterfall detailing happening. So one thing that we're always cognizant of is, can we do this island without a seam? If we do have to have a seam, are we going to book match it? You know, how are we going to treat this space so it's beautiful from all sides? So,
and I have to admit, that's something that most homeowners don't focus on. And so I'm a big believer in using an interior designer to assist homeowners when they're remodeling their home, or most definitely when they're building a new custom home, because it can be an overwhelming process, right? And making all those selections, and you don't want to screw up. You don't want to mess up and make the wrong choice, because number one, you're wasting money, and number two, some of those decisions, while they're not, you know, technically permanent, they sure seem permanent when it comes to installing tile or installing countertops and things like that, right?
Absolutely. I mean, sometimes you don't know what you don't know. And I think that it's easy to get in over your head in selecting all these materials. It's a significant investment of money, but also of your time. And we want your ultimate result to be something you want to live with for life. Mm-hmm. And so spending a little more time and energy up front, making sure the selections are teed up and ready to rock and roll when your contractor's ready to use them is really critical.
Yeah, I remember a buddy of mine and I were going to flip a house, and when the stone was installed, I was really shocked that the seam was right there in the middle of the sink. And so a lot of times that's necessary when you're working with stone, but if someone had just sort of talked me off the ledge and said, you know, this is what you should expect in terms of where the seam will show up and things like that. And that's something that you folks at Onyx Design, that's part of your hand-holding process, right?
Absolutely. There's a lot that clients may not necessarily think about, the technical and logistics side of how these materials are going to meet. And that's another reason why having a great fabricator makes all the difference, because when you do have to have a seam, you know, your edges have to be, you know, so rectified that you're able to keep that as minimal as possible, and get creative in how you do it. You know, sometimes it can come to having the conversation architecturally beforehand with the client and the architect saying, you know, if we take off 6 inches here, we can get a full slab and we don't have to worry about this seam. But understanding the constraints and then also what you can do with these beautiful slab pieces is important in the design we do, so that mm-hmm. we can make the most out of each of the spaces.
That's true. And and again, another plug for using hiring an interior designer to help you. You folks might say, you know, if we just shrink the size of the island countertop by 2 inches, we could buy enough material we could get enough material out of two slabs versus having to go to a portion of a third slab. And, you know, the fabricator, they don't mind selling you three slabs versus two slabs, but you folks can find all sorts of neat money-saving ways. Interior designers always tell me, and you let me know if this is true, we end up saving people money. So it kind of, hiring an interior designer sort of pays for itself.
Well, absolutely. We definitely feel as though we are capable of thinking ahead of the curve so that we can save the clients enough of their money and their resources to apply to the luxuries of the project rather than just the necessities.
Mm-hmm. So tell me about this support group that that you folks have. And it's mainly targeted to women. Mm-hmm. And a lot of and it's sort of staffed by women that are in the construction industry, right? So if you're a homeowner, if you're if you're doing a project, maybe leading the project at home, maybe your husband is involved, but you know not as involved as the woman. Talk about this support group, how you folks can help them.
Sure. Well, we started a support group for women in the building industry called Building Badasses, and our group is about 2 years old. We have around 500 members of women who work in all aspects, all niches of the building industry. And so our goal is to support each other in working in a male-dominated field. But through doing that work, we've also come to realize that most of us are female homeowners. And imagining the difficulty of the female homeowner in navigating the construction landscape really helped us realize that it was necessary to start to change the culture around building so that female homeowners feel empowered to make those decisions and to run their projects in the manner that they would like to, whether they're doing new construction or renovation. So we can help in all aspects of that.
Well, we're almost out of time, but can you give me an example of a female homeowner and how they use this support group to help?
Sure. So we have a podcast, and we also have educational products that we've developed to help women learn how to read their architectural drawings, for example. Prompts to help them interview and select the professionals for their jobs. Recommendations for how to document their decisions. And supportive structures like schedules and specification binder examples that can show them how the contractor expects to receive information and track information on the job. So I think those are some of the more valuable things that we offer, in addition to just, you know, being a shoulder to cry on and a friend to listen mm-hmm. to the frustration of the processes.
Right. Well, I've always said, as it relates to hiring an interior designer, you know, you might ask your really good friend to help you out. Come to the lighting store with me, you know, and help me pick out some lighting. But try doing that a second, third, fourth time, and you've kind of run the course with your friend helping you out. That's where the interior designer becomes your very best friend, because it's amazing how they save the day in so many cases.
Absolutely. Friends are great for cocktails. Designers are great for designing. So.
Yeah, well put. How can folks find more information about Onyx Designs and also Building Badasses?
Well, we cross promote. We've got Instagram accounts for both under our names, and we also have websites for both. And we also have a podcast coming out soon.
Yeah.
Just do a search of Onyx Designs, onyx like the precious stone.
Like the beautiful, precious material. We're onyxdesign.com online, and we're buildingbadasses.com online. Onyx Design Collaborative on Instagram, and building_badasses on Instagram.
All right. Well, that's great. Well, we have been talking with interior designers Emily Cox and Michelle Suddeth with Onyx Designs, and also Building Badasses, the women's support, the support group for women homeowners. Thanks so much, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Granite by Design. They are a stone fabricator in the Daniel Island area, located at 108 Thomas Carey Court, just off of Clements Ferry Road, and as I said, in the Daniel Island area. And now we're talking with Gabrielle Yarborough with East Cooper Habitat for Humanity. How are you, Gabrielle?
Good. How are you, Tim? Thank you so much for having me.
Sure. Take a moment and tell everyone about East Cooper Habitat for Humanity.
Yeah, great. So East Cooper Habitat for Humanity is a nonprofit home ownership program that provides strength, stability, and self-reliance through shelter. So really our basic mission is that we believe that every man, woman, and child should have a decent, safe, and affordable place to live. And they're an affiliate. We are an affiliate of Habitat for Humanity International. We were founded on January 31st, 1990. So this is actually our 30th year. So it's a huge anniversary year for us, and we're so excited. We work specifically east of the Cooper in select areas of Berkeley County. So areas like Cainhoy, Hugie, Daniel Island, Mount Pleasant, Awandaw, McClellanville. So we're super excited to celebrate this year. We've done so much work throughout the years.
Excellent, excellent. Well, one of the reasons that we asked East Cooper Habitat for Humanity to join us today, besides talking about all of the great services that you folks offer, we're very, very proud to be partnering with East Cooper Habitat for Humanity to be the benefiting nonprofit for the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and that's coming up on Saturday, April 25th on Daniel Island, and we've got 7 custom-built homes that will be open to the public from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. So for a 6-hour period, there are 7 different custom-built homes that that people can walk through, and tickets are not available quite yet. They'll be going on sale very, very soon. But a portion of the proceeds will be benefiting East Cooper Habitat for Humanity. So thanks so much to East Cooper Habitat for Humanity for working with us. And you folks provide volunteer docents at each of the houses on the tour. And it's a great chance to talk with some of those volunteers and the folks from East Cooper Habitat are always just so friendly and help answer questions that homeowners have as they're walking through the different custom homes on the tour. We're going to be making a big donation to East Cooper Habitat for Humanity. How do you folks how do you folks pay for these houses that you provide your people for?
Yeah, that's a great question. So obviously donations from corporations, community members, really is what helps fund our mission. We do have our East Cooper Home Store over on Long Point Road, which is a store that resells furniture and housewares. And that's actually our largest source of funding. So we get from there, and that also supports other local missions as well. So we have events such as golf tournaments coming up, a gala coming up. So anything like that also helps fund what goes into our houses, from the foundation to the fixtures. It all is donated, which is fantastic, and we're so appreciated.
That's great. And where does East Cooper Habitat for Humanity build homes these days?
Yeah, that's a great question. So right now we actually are in a community in Hugie. We are always looking for land. That is something that if anyone ever has land that they would like to donate or sell to us, we would love to be in touch and learn more. But currently we're building in Hugie. We have 2 houses with a third that should be starting hopefully soon.
Gotcha. And can the folks that ultimately live in one of these Habitat for Humanity built houses, can they sell the house at some point to make a profit?
Or they can sell it at some point. So the way our structure is that we believe in that it's a hand up, not a handout. So when we select our homeowners, it's based upon their need and their demonstrated ability to handle personal finances, and then a willingness to contribute a minimum of 350 hours of sweat equity into the construction of their home. So upon completion of it, then their home is purchased by the homeowner using an affordable mortgage. So the mortgage payments that we receive are from selling a house, then goes directly back into home building efforts that we have.
Gotcha. And obviously, one of the best ways to contribute is to donate funds. But can people volunteer also?
Oh yeah, we would love volunteer. Everyone on our construction site, with the exception of our volunteer manager and our construction manager, are volunteers. So whether it's corporations, we have corporations come out all the time, like Boeing and Blackbaud, or individuals. Currently, we're doing the Collegiate Challenge. We've got 5 weeks of students from all over the country. Right now, we have Vanderbilt University from Nashville in our build site, and they're building all week long. So it's an alternative spring break program. So we have tons of different opportunities, whether it's on site or also at the home store. The home store actually has a little bit lower of an age requirement to work there, as opposed to working on the job site. So we have tons of opportunities. Churches, individuals. We love our volunteers. We have probably over about 1,000 every year that come out.
How, I mean, most of the volunteers probably don't have any construction experience and might have some trouble, you know, putting a nail in the wall at home to hang a picture or something. I mean, how do you capture that, you know, that spirit and that enthusiasm and make sure that they're not, you know, making mistakes in the construction?
We want our homeowners to live in a safe, well-constructed home. Mm-hmm. So every group that comes in, there's always a safety briefing as soon as they come on site. And then there's also a briefing on what they'll be doing for the day. So our construction manager and our volunteer manager are the ones who do that, as well as our everyday volunteers. So we have some people who go every single day to the job site. They've been doing it for 10 more years, possibly. So all of those people have the ability and the experience to help guide those that might be a little green in it. Mm-hmm. So we always have the professionals watching to make sure that everything is done well. But it's everything from, I mean, even before I joined the team recently from Blackbaud, and I used to volunteer with them. I've hung siding, I've lifted walls, I've painted, which is pretty easy. Painting, mm-hmm. pretty good. So there's so many different things that they could do. Dig ditches. So there's some that's a little more manual, and then some that's a little more laid back, not as hard.
Mm-hmm. And then you probably have to bring in certain trades, right? Like electrical, mm-hmm. and plumbing, real yes. professionals to do those kinds of
exactly.
critical things.
Exactly, yes. We let the real professionals do that, and we have established relationships with different vendors in the community for all those things.
That's great. That's great. Yeah. Well, how can folks get more information about East Cooper Habitat for Humanity?
Sure. So you could go to our website, eastcooperhabitat.org. We're actually in the process of redoing it soon, hopefully, but it is still up and running. And all the information is there, whether you want to make a donation, whether you want to volunteer. If you want to get in touch with the East Cooper Home Store, you could get to that website through our website. Just go online and check us out. You can follow us on social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And we're always looking to get people involved. We have some upcoming events that we would love to see people at as well.
What kind of events?
So May 18th is our annual golf tournament. So it's going to be at Charleston National Golf Club. So we're excited. It's about 110 golfers that day. So we have that with information on the website. If you want to golf, we have individual golfers as well as teams. Mm-hmm. And then October 3rd is our 30th anniversary gala at Blackbaud's Customer Operations Center. And those tickets are individual or couple tickets. So we have tickets, and we're looking for sponsors as well for both of those events. So if you're interested in either, they can give us a call or reach out to us.
Very good. Well, we have been talking with Gabrielle Yarborough with East Cooper Habitat for Humanity. Thanks so much, Gabrielle.
Thank you so much, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Granite by Design. They are a stone fabricator located just off of Clements Ferry Road in the Daniel Island area at 108 Thomas Carey Court. And now we're talking with Brian Fletcher with Jilco Kitchens and Baths. How are you doing, Brian?
I'm doing great, Tim.
Good. Brian, take a moment. Tell everyone about Jilco Kitchen and Bath.
Jilco Kitchen and Bath is located about a mile from where we are here at this location. And we have a showroom that is about 2,500 square feet that has different working kitchens and elements that we can show customers. And we are open to the general public and to builders and remodelers that come in and want to start the process of getting a design for their kitchen spaces and bathroom spaces primarily done. And then we eventually end up executing the job, also providing the materials and installation.
Gotcha. Okay, good deal. How long has Jilco Kitchen and Bath been around?
We started in 1991 in Mount Pleasant off of Ben's Fair, Ben Sawyer over by Page's Thieves Market.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So what is that? Is that your 31st?
We're in our 29th year.
29th year. Okay, I'm not very good at math. Yep. so you got a big one coming up. But I have to say, I mean, any local business that... when we first started Charleston Home of Design, I think after our first year, we got congratulated and said, hey, you made it through your first year. And
right. You guys used to have a newspaper instead of a magazine what it really was.
True. And now here we are 20 years later. So Jilco Kitchen and Bath. And I bring that up because we have a lot of newcomers to the area and they may not be aware. What's it take for a business to stick around, be a going concern, sustain a business for 29 years?
Liking what you do and knowing that it's a challenge, customer service and flexibility to the customer.
Gotcha. And I would also add maybe changing. Don't be afraid of change.
Always evolving. Yep. Always trying new stuff. All the time people come to us and they say, I saw this done and do it exactly or figure out our interpretation of what was done. Mm-hmm. Yes, but definitely an evolution.
Right. Because 29 years ago, what kinds of products was Jilco putting out versus today?
29 years ago, we started with one line of cabinetry from Canada. That's another country, and they had frameless cabinets, which were also termed Euro style, and they had accessories inside of the cabinets, like a pull-out trash can, pull-out spice rack, stuff that you see now. But it was very urban and contemporary for Charleston. Mm-hmm. 29 years ago, in a big way.
Mm. Kind of modern, right, for that time. And fast forward to today, and anyone who has not visited Jilco Kitchen and Bath, and you're, as you mentioned, you're right off of Clements Ferry Road, not too far from where we are today. Folks would really stop in. What will people experience when they step foot inside Jilco Kitchen and Bath?
Well, we hope that it's an unintimidating type environment. We do invite walk-ins. It is better if sometimes you make an appointment so that we'll have enough designers to meet with you. But you'll walk into an environment where it has working kitchens, color selection rooms, several tables where you can sit down and just kind of look and learn. You can bring your kids by if you want to. So a lot of high-end showrooms are honestly, they're very intimidating, and some of them, I think, if you walk in there, they'll ask you if you have an appointment. So it's a friendly environment where we take a lot of kitchen designs from somebody's napkin sketches and then we turn it into something. So you don't have to be prepared to come.
Very good. You just have to have a desire. I want a new kitchen. I've got this old dated kitchen, and I want it to look like the kitchens that you see in the magazines.
Right. And we get a lot of referrals being in business for 29 years. My neighbor, she got her kitchen 3 years ago. I've been saving up. I want to do this. And now's the time. And that process can be quick or it can take a long time of back and forth of somebody deciding what they want.
Mm-hmm. So obviously we've been talking about the kitchen. Jilco Kitchen and Bath can also help with in your bathroom as well. What other parts of the house that people may not readily think of can Jilco Kitchen and Bath help?
Well, we have all these alternate names, drop zones, key drop, mud rooms and laundry rooms and anywhere where you want to store stuff. That's inside the house. We do not do any exterior kitchens or any garage, at least that we haven't as yet. So any area where you want to have cabinetry, entertainment center walls, stuff like that.
Cool. So the cabinetry that people see surrounding a fireplace in your living room, for example.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Or a home office.
Home offices. Yep, we do that. We do some closet work. you know, and put an island in a large closet or something.
Mm-hmm. So Jilco Kitchen and Bath, you were telling me that you've been doing a lot of remodeling projects in downtown Charleston, and where people are, instead of going, you know, that old traditional look, maybe with stained cabinetry and things like that, they're going for more of an urban look, kind of a modern look.
Yes, it's kind of come full circle, and it's been this way for a while, but a lot of people are looking for some of the glossier finishes, more of a sleek, maybe a flat door and drawer set, maybe like an embossed type of wood. It's called textured melamine. A lot of these very contemporary things that honestly we had and didn't know what to do with in the early 90s, but it was a broad line. And so we made that product work in a traditional environment. But we're seeing a lot of that now. I want a, you know, a gray gloss kitchen on this wall. And then I want kind of a driftwoody kind of look on the island or something, you know. So there's a lot of it's very clean line still in Charleston mm-hmm. now.
It must be a bit of a challenge dealing with some of the old houses that don't have square walls and things like that.
Yes, it's a big challenge during the installation process. You know, a lot of the old homes that we do, everything you see when you walk in there is new, but the timbers underneath are very old. So you'll have a run of cabinets that's, you know, 12 foot long, and it's barely touching the wall because it's just got to be, our stuff has to be plumb and level. But the house is nowhere near that.
Right, right. How do you overcome something like that?
Well, you have to do a lot of splitting the difference in some cases. You have to have what I call extra tall shoe molding. you know, we've developed a shoe molding that's about 2 inches tall. So you have to use that to kind of cover up where it's the floor run out. I mean, we did a job at Broad Street last week, and it needed almost a full 2 inches of shims on one end of it, just because it was falling that much.
Mm. And once you install some of that molding, it looks great. You don't notice.
Well, I mean, it looks great. I think it's part of the character of the house. This mm-hmm. particular house on Broad Street, not only was it out of plumb and level, but the room wasn't square. So we got into this big deliberation of, does the island need to be parallel to the long run of the kitchen, or does it need to be parallel to the far wall and the flooring? So, I mean, to me, it's up to the customer. I think it's all just part of the character of the mm-hmm. individual home that people have.
That's part of the splitting the difference kind
yes.
of thing, right?
Yeah.
Interesting, interesting. Well, how can folks get more information about Jilco Kitchen and Bath?
They can come by and see us at the showroom. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's at 2300 Clements Ferry. You can visit us on Facebook or Howl's or our website, jilcokitchenandbath.com. Yeah, just give us a call.
That's excellent. Okay, well, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Brian Fletcher with Jilco Kitchen and Bath. Thanks so much, Brian.
Thank you, Tim.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.